This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath stands tall and eternal and showcases the country's civilizational courage and unbroken devotion. Mr. Modi today participated in Somnath Amrut Mahotsav, marking 75 years since the inauguration of the restored Somnath Temple in Gujarat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the waving flag at the holy Somnath Temple is the symbol of the victory of the fate of Bharat and also a divine proclamation of the collective consciousness of millions of Indians. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated the Department of Cardiology TRIMS for successfully performing Arunachal Pradesh's first percutaneous transluminal coronary angioplasty with intravascular lithotripsy on a patient with complex triple vessel coronary artery disease and heavy calcium load, describing the breakthrough as a redefining moment in Arunachal Pradesh healthcare services. Khandu, in a social media post, informed that while routine angioplasty procedures are regularly conducted at TRIMS, with more than 1,000 successful cases already completed, this was a rare and highly complex procedure, the first of its kind in Arunachal Pradesh. He emphasized that successful use of intravascular lithotripsy technology marks a major milestone in advanced cardiac care in the state. The district administration, in collaboration with the Department of Art and Culture under the aegis of the Ministry of Culture, Government of India, celebrated Somnath Swabhiman Parv today at Sri Siddheshwar Nath Shiva Lingam site in Cardo Zero. Minister of Cultural Affairs Dasan Glupul, Chief Information Commissioner Jerkin Gamlin and others attended the celebrations. A key highlight of the day was the live streaming of the national level program held at Somnath, Gujarat. Attendees joined citizens across the country in watching the proceedings graced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Member of the Arunachal Administrative Reforms Commission, Hento Karga, today convened a meeting at the DC Office Conference Hall, Yingkiong. The meeting deliberated on administrative reforms and measures for improving governance and public service delivery in the district. While addressing the gathering, Mr. Karga highlighted the objectives of the commission and stated that despite rapid technological advancements, the state continues to face challenges in administrative efficiency and service delivery. He informed that the government of Arunachal Pradesh has constituted a three-member administrative reforms commission with the objective of bringing tangible transformation and modernizing the existing system of governance. Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo today convened a district-level monitoring committee meeting to review the progress and achievements of the developmental projects in Tawang district. During the meeting, the DC reviewed the completed projects in detail and directed the implementing departments to ensure that all projects are completed in all aspects with essential basic facilities. She further instructed that projects lacking necessary facilities should not be taken over from the implementing agencies until fully completed. The meeting was attended by ADC Jang, ADC Lungla and other administrative officers. Under the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program, two alumni of RKSM Khonsa, namely Sonali Debroy and engineer Roy Kim Taikom, today adopted 11 TB patients. Under the Nixi Mitra's initiative, food baskets were distributed to the adopted patients at General Hospital Khonsa. In the meantime, DMO Dr. B. Ratan, on behalf of the National Tuberculosis Elimination Program and the Health Department, has conveyed sincere gratitude to Sonali Debroy and engineer Roy Kim Taikum. The Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan Studies, in collaboration with the National Center for Polar and Ocean Research and Northeastern Regional Institute of Science and Technology, have successfully completed the 5th Kangri Glacier Expedition in the Boundary Mago Chu Basin of Tawang District, a critical headwater region of larger Brahmaputra Basin system. The scientific expedition had commenced on 4th of May with the objective of undertaking detailed glacier health assessments, cryospheric monitoring and climate-linked hazard investigations in the eastern Himalayan region. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.